The test I'm about to describe is perhaps one of the most uncanny that's possible utilizing the pendulum. What is so strange about the response is that even if the test does not succeed with complete accuracy, there is a response between two individuals that's absolutely strange and uncanny. One person should now stand holding the pendulum so that it dangles in front of him. Another individual who has also found he can work the pendulum readily and easily, in other words, a person who has conditioned himself, should now stand in front of the first individual. The second individual should keep his back turned so that he cannot see the pendulum or the person behind him. He should simply stand straight with his arms to his side, his feet together, and now his eyes closed. He's aware, of course, of one thing, that standing behind him is an individual with a pendulum. The pendulum is hanging, dangling from that person's fingers. Now the individual with the pendulum becomes a sender, and he wills his pendulum to swing either up and down, or sideways, or in a circle. The receiver, standing with his eyes closed, is now going to feel himself beginning to sway. Don't try to resist. Let yourself sway in any direction you feel inclined, whether forwards and back, whether sideways, or in a circle. My only suggestion is that, of course, you don't allow yourself to fall. What is rather intriguing is that you'll begin to find yourself swinging in the direction of the pendulum behind you.